Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on this Tuesday morning. Are you okay?
No, I said you're a mess.
I'm not a mess. I'm just a little angry.
You broke your headphones just now.
Yeah, I dropped them. And listen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That
you can hear the speaker. The speaker inside rattle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a different set over here. But nevertheless, it is a Tuesday. Going to be a nice day today. 44 for a high. It snowed a lot yesterday. Well,
it
not
snowed
a lot,
all
but it
day.
Snowed.
Literally
at
all
my house,
day. I was taking the dog for a walk, and it was still snowing out. I was like, is it ever going to stop?
Yeah, and it was just, it was light. It wasn't like a heavy snow, but it was like, I do have something to tell you that's kind of funny. So I met this guy. He works at the Aspen Flying Club. It's where you learn how to fly a plane, right?
Cool.
Yeah, and so I guess they do this thing that's pretty funny. Anytime they can't fly, they go, "Damn it, Dave Frazier!" Even though Dave has nothing to do with it,
they just play. It's they just say his
name. It's just a go-to yell out to the world. "Damn it, Dave Frazier!" Even though Dave probably got the weather right, they still just blame him. I'm like, I love that. We blame him too all the time, and he hasn't even done anything wrong. It's just a "Damn it, Dave Frazier" thing.
What?
There we go. I don't think your mic's on.
No.
Trying to get this thing set. Oh, not going to work. All right, hang on. All right, you guys have it.
Well, I know, but you just did a feedback in my ear. What are you doing?
I got to find more headphones.
Oh, okay.
How many headphones do you have?
I know.
You got like four pairs, are you?
I know. Wow. All right, anyway.
Those aren't mine. They're just in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I only got one pair and they're broken.
Turn your headphones down because he has a tendency
there we go.
To do all feedback.
Right. All right, check one, two. Okay. There we go.
The check one, two really fixes it.
Yep. Just making sure it works this point. All right, I was telling you off air. I'm a little, depressed isn't the word for it, but I'm a little bummed out, I guess. I'm officially out of every room at the house.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, the house that we live in is a four-bedroom house.
Okay.
One of the bedrooms I was using as setting up microphones and things of that nature for a podcast or whatever, you know, if needed to. In fact, used it during COVID, if you remember.
Right.
Because I was at home for a week and I had to do the broadcast out of that room. Well, I officially got booted from that room yesterday.
So now it's not going to be a studio?
It's not going to be a studio.
What is it?
I had to put all the studio equipment in a box in the garage, and it's all gone. BJ is officially homeless as of yesterday.
So what is that room now?
It's a playroom.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we have to move all the toys into that room.
So we get to
it's officially. And I complained yesterday. I'm like, man, where's my room? This house is big enough that I should have one room to me.
Okay, so you guys have your bedroom, and then you have a playroom, and then you have Frog's room, and then is the other one just a regular
guest room? It's a guest
room.
Okay, bedroom, gotcha, just in case. You always got to keep a little guest bedroom, you know. You can't put everybody on a pallet on the floor.
Why don't you go in the basement, maybe? Maybe you can have the basement.
There's nothing down in the basement, Jamie.
But Spadil can show you how to live.
Yeah, down there.
Hey, maybe you should do tutorials on how to live in a basement,
Spadil. Like some YouTube videos?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The thing is, you could be like a designer of basements.
It's a true man game.
Yeah. So maybe the basement, or is it just full?
I mean, I absolutely have nowhere to put anything that I really like a gold record that I may have in my collection, you know? Yeah. Things of that nature. I got nowhere to put it. My Peyton Manning helmet. Where am I going to put it?
Why don't you decorate the garage?
Well, the garage is already taken over. It's going to be an exercise room. It's going to be an exercise room for her.
I'm just here to help, I'm not helping.
I'm literally kicked out.
Yeah, it sounds like. Do you have like a loft?
No.
Yeah, you're roomless. Nothing.
How can you have a house of this size? And it's a decent size
house, every man.
Yeah. Every man. Are there other men out there that are kicked out of every room that you have no room whatsoever? I can name at least four rooms that are her rooms.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it.
The bathroom upstairs where the bedroom is.
Yeah.
That bathroom, not even close to being right.
Now, did you guys ever get that shower fixed, or does it still have clothes in it?
Has clothes in it, boxes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's never been repaired. Yeah, it still has.
Okay.
Yeah. But nevertheless, that's a room that I would say that it's hers.
Yeah.
Every closet's hers.
Right.
I have nothing. I'm literally without a room.
And it started as your house. Boy, you're
nothing.
The curb. Maybe
just sad.
Maybe live in the back of your truck.
Oh man!
Put a little mattress back there. Put a mattress back there. A little TV.
When she needs something moved, like a Pilates machine, then it's not going to be yours anymore either.
Yeah, that's true. To the back of the truck.
All right, big major story this morning. This bridge collapse in Baltimore is terrible, isn't it? Man, you've got 22 people that went into the water. Two people are saved, but 20-something people, and it's probably too late, to be honest with you, because this thing's been going on since 1 o'clock this morning, right? Yeah. So I mean, we're talking hours upon hours. They've only rescued two people
still.
Yeah, okay. That's all they've gotten out of the water. They say the rest are in there. They have sonar equipment. They have divers on site, but these people are in their vehicles. This is not people.
I mean,
that,
I guess the only thing I can say, I mean, and this does not help, and I know what I'm saying is wrong, but I mean, at least it was at 1:30 in the morning. Can you imagine if it was hit and it was packed?
Oh, like rush hour.
Because they say it's a main artery for people and one of the longest bridges, right, in the country.
Yeah.
And if it was at 7:30 this morning or something like that, jeez.
You know, this happened in Tampa, too, several years ago.
Minnesota as well.
Yeah, where there was a bridge in there called the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, and a ship took out the center section. And this thing was like, it was like an arch design, and a Greyhound bus went off the edge of it and dropped into the water. And when you watch the video, and that's the thing about this day and age, there's cameras everywhere. So all of this is caught on camera. And you literally see this ship about to hit the bridge. I mean, it's right there at it. And you see cars going across. And you just, man, they just barely made it. And then you see the ship actually hit the bridge, and the bridge collapse into the water.
Can you imagine watching that footage, and you see you and your family, and you're the one that got all the way across, but barely?
Oh, my.
You know? Oh, my God. That's
terrifying, isn't it? Yeah. All right, this is just a part of the press conference that's going on right now with this bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland, where 22 people went into the water. Two have been saved.
If in any type of incident like this, the FBI would be engaged just to make sure, and that's what they did.
Do you have any idea how many vehicles are in the water? Can you just any idea how could this happen? This bridge
too early.
Should not have collapsed like this.
Too early investigation.
How long would the port be closed?
They don't have any answers on this. They don't know exactly what happened. Some people are saying that he intentionally hit the bridge. I don't believe that for a minute.
Oh, they are?
It's a cargo ship, yeah. They're trying to equate it back to a terrorist attack and all kinds of stuff this morning.
Damn.
So, you know how the rumors circulate online.
Ridiculous.
And I think it's just a guy that might have fell asleep.
Who knows?
You know, at the wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, who knows?
What a story, man. It's a breaking story this morning. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, 17 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, $28. It ain't bad, right?
$28 is what we won in the lottery.
So a big rollover, huh?
Yeah.
Rollover.
So what was it? It was worth $865 million?
Yeah, it's going to be. Next drawing.
Yeah, but we won 28 of that.
Woo! Lordy, look at us. Look at us. Highfalutin, man.
Ballers.
That's us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So we're in the next drawing then.
Yeah, we sure
Yeah, without us having to put in this time. Spadil was complaining this morning, Jamie. He came in because nobody had won the Powerball last time. And around here, we do a pull. And you do $10 and you get into the drawing each week, a couple of times a week, in fact. Man, oh, man, he said, I am sick and tired of putting in $20 every week for that stinking IHOP.
Why?
We never...
He won $60 from us.
Such a bad attitude this morning.
He does. He has a bad attitude.
Did you ever pay him?
No, not yet.
So this was golden, you guys. So we played the brackets, and the first round, whatever, we all bet $20 each, right? And so Schmidl killed it. I mean, killed the brackets.
Yeah.
He did so well. And so I paid him my $20. You Venmo'd him $20.
I did.
And then Carson, of course, didn't pay him because they have this weird mail thing.
Yeah,
and
he stiffed him.
Yeah, he stiffed him. So what does Schmidl do? Right when the boss comes in, he throws him under the bus. He's like, hey, by the way, you still haven't paid me that $20.
Yep.
Right in front of Kibasa Man Mike. I'm like, wow.
No, I don't know what to tell you, man. I got a kid. I got a lot to pay for, you know. So,
here's the deal. Look, if I owe $250 to Jamie, all right, here's the way I reason it in my head. Jamie can wait. I'll bring in a check. Oh, by the way, I did bring in a checkbook. I'll pay you today, Jamie. But I don't worry about it. But a guy like Spadil, I know he can use the money, okay? So $20 here and there, Jamie. I'll give you an example. I gave him
$20.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm saying that you and I did, and that's the reason, because we know that he can use it.
Yeah.
Like over the weekend, for example, I gave him $10 on my betting app that he could play a parlay, and he hit for $50.
Nice.
Well, I immediately paid him. Because I know that he can use the money, okay?
Right.
And so that's why it's really important, Carson, that you whip out that $20 bill and give it to him.
You know what? Here's the thing. Don't gamble with us anymore if you're not going
to
pay him.
Yeah. Well, I've paid all my debts up to this point. I'm just a little slow.
Why are you stiffing him?
Because
I'm not stiffing him.
It's this dude, like, I don't want to have to pay him money.
We're on your side. You can tell, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Carson. Pay up. Venmo.
Yeah, pay up, dude.
Venmo.
These two are children.
All right. Speaking of gambling debts, this is perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that guy you brought up yesterday in tabloid trash, that Japanese baseball player that they're saying that maybe was gambling on games or something?
Shohei Ohtani.
What? Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
I can't hear Shohei. You at all.
No? Ohtani?
Ohtani.
What?
Ohtani.
All right. Well, there's audio from a press conference he did yesterday that has been released. You and I have heard that audio. What do you think? Do you think he's innocent, or do you think he knew he was gambling?
Okay, so here's the setup. So it's his translator, right? So allegedly the translator is the one that spent the $4 million to gamble. And supposedly he knew nothing about it. But we thought yesterday that he was the one giving the guy the money to actually gamble on his behalf.
Yeah.
I did listen to the audio, and I think that when I heard him say, like, I think the words didn't know were in there, didn't know gamble. I was like, okay, he's innocent.
Okay, yeah. So it was convincing to you.
Yeah, it was.
Me too. I want you to listen, you in your car right now. Listen to the audio.
Turn it
you
up.
Tell me
Turn
if it. You think this guy is guilty or not.
まずはじめに、僕自身は、何かにかけたりとか、誰かに代わって、その、
right there.
スポーツイベントに。
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
gamble.
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. That's
yeah.
convincing to
yeah,
me, right?
right?
Innocent.
Yeah.
誰かに送金を依頼したことももちろん全く
right here, right here
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports.
See? Right. There's the translation.
Yeah,
if you know Japanese, you believe that.
Yeah,
he didn't
do
it. Man, this guy, this guy claims that this translator
took... He even pretended to pull up my shirt with that one.
He claims that his translator took $4.5 million. Do you know how rich you have to be? And he claims he didn't know at the time that it happened. Do you know how rich you have to be to lose $4.5 million and not even know it's gone?
Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't have a money manager. To, you know, honestly.
I think this guy was pretending to be one. And now it turns out that this interpreter, who claims that he went to all these schools for economics and all kinds of things, it turns out all of it's fake. The guy's a scammer.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, just a big-time scammer.
Is he at least getting the translations right?
Who?
The translator.
Well, I think he knows Japanese. I do. I think he knows enough to scam.
All right, two things. Do you remember when they had the guy that did the sign language and he didn't know sign language? Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I forget. It was like a presidential debate or something. And he was just standing over there going blah, blah, blah with his hands. But he didn't know sign language at all.
Yeah.
That was the greatest scandal of all time. Yeah. Kind of like, I want a Netflix series about that. Like, how I became a sign language expert and didn't know anything. That's great. And then the other thing is, going back to that baseball player, he signed a $700 million deal.
Yeah.
So I think $4 million would be easily lost.
Well, this all happened before the deal, though. He just signed the $700 million, right?
Yeah.
With the Dodgers.
That's his new one. Yeah.
Right, but didn't he probably get an upfront payment?
He got a little bit upfront, but a lot of it was actually deferred. He'll get paid on the back end of his career. But he did play for the Angels for like 6 years or something like that.
Right.
So he's a millionaire.
But all this gambling they're talking about is over the last 2 years.
Yeah, while he was playing
for
the
Angels. Yeah, he was playing for the Angels at that point. He just signed with the Dodgers for $700 million. Boy, you got to figure that scammer's just waiting for that one too, right?
Yeah, right. Come on, paycheck.
$700 million. Yeah. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show, 15 degrees. Woo. Going to be 44 today. Tabloid trash is coming up here on the program. Stand by.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, I'm watching the funniest video. Did you guys ever live in apartments where somebody lived above you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. I lived in Kansas City. I had an apartment and somebody lived above me, and I am certain that they were playing Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh. I mean, I totally feel you because I lived in an apartment with my buddy, and literally this girl walked around in stiletto heels all times of the day. It'd be 2 a.m. and she'd be walking around in heels.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, would you complain about it?
Yeah,
because I always felt like they had the right.
Oh, did I complain about it?
Yeah, did you ever complain about it?
I never complained about it. The only thing that I went to them and said was, you told me that there was concrete between each floor. That was their pitch to me is that was poured concrete between every floor.
And
I won't be able to hear anybody.
Yeah,
that was a lie.
You can complain about that. But I would never stop the person coming out of their apartment and saying, hey, you've got to quieten down upstairs. Unless it was excessive, you know. But
people were literally playing Dance Dance Revolution DJ at like midnight, and I was like sleeping. It's like go 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 go, and you could hear their dance moves. And my God,
we would take the broom and just hit it on the ceiling.
That's why I'm bringing this up. There's a guy, and he's on a TikTok video right now, and he's literally following them under. He's on the second floor, and he's following them with a chair while they walk, and he's hitting the ceiling as they're walking through their apartment. so bad. All right. Anyway. Let's see here. There's a lot to get to this morning. First of all, as BJ mentioned, a couple of things that are really making the news. The bridge collapse in Baltimore. A container ship hit one of the sides of the, columns. And to hit that and have the entire bridge all the way across collapse is crazy.
Yeah. When you watch the video this morning too, the collapse is unbelievable. But this this cargo ship, it's trembling and it looks like it's moving. You know, I guess a good rate of speed, but it doesn't look like something that would bring down a bridge for any reason whatsoever. But all the lights on this cargo bridge goes out. It, just before it makes impact, I don't know if it lost power, went out of control.
The ship lost all power.
Oh,
so it lost power.
It was lit up really nice in the water, and then all of a sudden it just goes dark, and then
Then he obviously lost power.
Not long after that, you see the bridge start collapsing, and the power of the bridge starts to go out too.
So there's obviously, you know, it's the internet, so there's a lot of theories. One, as BJ mentioned, that somebody had already posted that it was intentional, it was terrorism, whatever. I don't think you do that at 1:30 in the morning, right? You know?
In something like that with a ship hitting it, you don't know that a bridge is going to come down.
Exactly.
You have no idea. Yeah. I mean, that would take some planning, right?
Right. The other one, that he might have fallen asleep, and then obviously the third one, losing all control of the vessel.
Yeah.
So, because I watch Below Deck.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Oh, it does happen.
Yeah. I watch Below Deck.
Yeah. It happens.
There's this one guy. His name was, starts with a C or something. Yeah. I don't know what his name was. Anyway, and he has this gigantic, huge, beautiful sailboat, and he was going to back into the slip, and then all of a sudden he lost control because it all went dead. Just ate up the entire back of that boat.
And there's nothing you can do once a ship starts moving in that direction.
No paddles, nothing. No nothing.
No, you don't have brakes.
Glenn. His name is Glenn. That didn't start with a C. His name is Glenn. Captain Glenn.
This is pretty tragic.
He's about this high. He's a little feller.
I get it.
He's about this high. I'm just telling you facts about Glenn. He's this high. He's just a cute
short little guy, huh?
Little feller. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, are you watching Buying Beverly Hills?
No.
Oh, man.
Why?
Because it's really good.
What are they buying?
Beverly Hills.
Like houses, property?
Houses, yeah.
Property?
Yeah. I'm really missing it, BJ. Especially because now they're in Miami.
Yeah.
And I know you'd appreciate it.
Well, wait a minute. How are you going to buy Beverly Hills if you're in Miami?
Well, you know the real estate company, the agency? It's now getting as big as like Coldwell Banker.
It's like worldwide, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's worldwide. And so it's the guy that started the agency. I won't go into it because his name is Mauricio. And he was with Hilton in Highland. He was Rick Hilton's brother-in-law, but then he split off the agency.
You weren't going to go into it.
Oh, I did. And I feel bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were in Miami yesterday. I didn't realize. I think I'd love Miami.
I would. I know. I've been to Miami many times.
I
love Miami.
So yesterday they were going, on a boat in Miami. I was like, I've never really, I mean, I think I've been there, but I don't think I've ever like hung out.
You're seeing the greatest part of Miami too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the whole South Beach and that whole strip down there, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, some of those shopping districts and stuff, but there are parts of Miami that aren't so good.
Because my kid was accepted to Miami and I'm thinking, maybe we go to Miami.
Yeah. Mm. It's a different culture for sure.
Yeah, it's nice. All right, anyway, the other big story, I left you guys at boating. I'm sorry. So the other big story is obviously this P. Diddy, Puff Diddy, Diddy. Remember when he was like P. Diddy, then he was just Diddy, and then he was just Puff, and then he was P, and then he was Diddy or something? I hate it when they do that.
He's about to be inmate number 24446.
Yeah, he is. He really is. And I'm happy about that because it sounds just awful, everything that happened. Three women so far have accused him of trafficking, sex trafficking. One guy as well. And then now they're saying that Usher was completely groomed by him, that he was 13 years old when he went to P. Diddy camp. I have a buttload of audio if you want to take number one, please.
As a result of being around that man, Sean Puffy Combs, I don't sleep to this day. I have a problem sleeping to this day. Like, yo, man, I'm here to work, man. I ain't sang in a week. I mean, I'm 13 years old, and I'm telling him, look, you're going to put me in the studio, man. You got Biggie Smalls in there. You got Craig Mack in there. I'm not here to party with you. I don't want to go to the clubs. Matter of fact, I'm too young to even be in here. Why you got me in clubs?
And then he talks about something else. I don't know, number two.
It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle, and I saw it. And it was, but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh. But your parents were
Mary
okay?
J. Blige. They didn't know nothing about this.
Did he say Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Was that a slam against her or something?
I don't know.
That was weird. Anyway, yeah, so it's just a really messy situation. They're also now saying that Justin Bieber was groomed by Diddy as well. Cat Williams, the comedian, he came out and spoke about it yesterday, too.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times, just to protect my integrity, because P. Diddy be wanting to body. And you gotta tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did.
Yeah, so he was into boys and girls, I guess, and stuff. This is awful. So they raided his house, Miami, yesterday, and they also raided Los Angeles. I guess Miami was the day before. And they came in on boats to the Miami house, which boats. I'm apparently obsessed with boats today. And they jumped onto the property from the water.
Yeah, they rushed
in. Scuba divers were like with AK-47s and stuff, were like swimming stuff. And like, yeah.
I think they came in that way because they thought that P. Diddy was going to jump into water and snorkel his way to
exactly.
safety.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so they wanted to cut off that access.
Well, did you see that picture with P. Diddy? He had his flippers on and his mask and his snorkel.
I did see it.
And he had those, I guess he can't swim. He had those little arm floaties.
Oh, the floaties, yeah. For toddlers.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what I don't understand with all this that went down yesterday. You had all those people that were carted out of the house. They were handcuffed, sat down on the lawn, and you've got, SWAT teams with guns and everything. But P. Diddy wasn't arrested.
I don't get this.
He was down in Miami walking around and people videoing him at this private airport. I think he was waiting on that plane that went to Antigua, his private jet, to come back and pick him up and take him to Antigua, because they say that's you can't extradite somebody from Antigua back to the U.S. no matter what. So I think that he was trying to make his way there, but I can't believe he wasn't arrested.
Virgin Islands? Can't you be extradited from U.S. Virgin Islands?
I have no idea, Jamie. All I know is what I read yesterday, that Antigua is one of those places that will not extradite back to the U.S.
Okay. Because what if the pilot was like, I'm not going to go get him?
Yeah. They'll arrest me?
Yeah, exactly.
They actually do have extradition. Yeah. We have an extradition treaty between Antigua and Barbados.
Okay, yeah. So that's my theory, is that's why he was going to go to Antigua with his flippers on, remember? And his little floaties.
Yep. Swim.
And he's like, oh my God. And then a boat was going to be in the middle of the ocean and take him somewhere else where he can't be extradited.
I don't know. I did see it yesterday, though. Somebody reported that they did it, but it doesn't really matter. I don't understand why he wasn't arrested. He was there in Miami. They know where he was. Why didn't they swoop in there and handcuff him?
The article said that he was stopped by the feds from going anywhere else, and same with people that he was traveling with, that they were stopped and questioned, but yeah, he wasn't arrested.
Did they take his passport?
It doesn't say anything about it, them taking his passport or anything.
Oh my God, you guys, I read the worst story ever, and this is something just to remember if you travel a lot. So this girl, she was traveling, whatever. She lost her passport, blah, blah, blah. It was hell, right? Because she'd already been checked by the airlines. And then she got on the flight. Everything was great. But then she lost it. And she was at the embassy in that country for hours and hours. Nobody could help her. She finally got something. The airlines had it when she checked in. You know how you have to hand it to them? They set it down.
Oh, and they didn't give it back to her?
They didn't give it back to her.
Oh, my.
So always check that if you can't find your passport.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You know, haven't you done that, like, with your driver's license and stuff?
I've done it, and credit cards, too. Yeah. Like, I leave credit cards at the bar all the time because they take it. Some people will take it, and they run it, and then they'll give it back to you, or they don't, and they just keep buying the bar.
Yeah, so just exactly. So just remember, always grab a pack.
Here's what I think that they're actually after Diddy for, is because not the grooming itself of Usher and those people. I think that's not what they're after. I think what they're after is all the young women that he has supplied to his buddies.
Yeah, trafficking.
Yeah, well, it's called trafficking. That's where the serious crime is with him.
Okay, so if you play number four, you'll hear a little bit about that.
But I've seen girls get out of the car, swimwear, bathing suits sometimes after the club. They could have been at the club, I thought, maybe coming to after party or whatever.
I never thought anything of it, but now obviously since allegations are happening that the video was doing this trafficking thing, now I know what was happening at the house.
He threw these massive parties. He would card in young ladies under the age for his buddies.
Yeah.
That's the alleged crime here.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
We're going to see an R. Kelly situation, I have this feeling.
I do, too. I do, too. And I think there are going to be other names that come up, unless they just bury it. I don't know, but I think you're going to see other names. I mean, there are people that participated in this.
I have great news for you. Made me feel pretty good.
What's that?
And that is that Spadil is disgusted by all of this.
Yes, he is.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's super disgusting. Yeah.
You know, we're like, happy. Because you're our resident perv, you know?
Yeah. I'm not that bad.
No, I know. That's why I'm happy. I was like up topping BJ. I was like, you know what? I mean, he might be the OnlyFans guy, like the creepy. Uh-huh. He's not as creepy as we thought he was.
Right. So you do have your limits.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you got morals. Yeah. You got some morals. Not a lot, but you got some. Props to you, buddy. I don't know if this is coming off as a compliment or not.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out myself.
We're trying to make it that way. We're trying to make it that way.
And speaking it's good of Spadil, where's the Bucky's bitch?
Jamie.
What? I like her.
You can't call her that.
I call myself a bitch. Oh, my
God. You can't call her. No, you can call yourself all you want.
She's the Bucky's bitch.
So she was listening yesterday, and she said, I liked what you said about me. It was really nice for you to call me a nice girl and say I was normal and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But what did they mean by you being creepy, right?
So then I think we just helped that.
Yeah. No. So I had to go into my explanation about Reddit and all that other stuff, and then she's like, yeah, that's not my thing, sorry. And then crickets from
there. That's over.
You didn't have to tell her the truth. Yeah.
I don't want to lie to her if I'm trying to like hang out with her or be a
friend. You didn't have to tell her that you watch feet videos on OnlyFans.
Yeah, you didn't have to go like full blown into it.
You know what? I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to save her the time and the energy on
that's
this
what
one.
I was thinking.
She's
too
nice.
For me.
She was super sweet.
She's too nice.
Yeah,
you need to run with your riffraff.
Yeah. I'm way too much.
Yeah, you are. You are. And you can't change you. I mean, you're in your 30s now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the great words of my father, Bob White, he said, the best woman to ever date is the woman that take her teeth out. Yeah. So when you date the older women, it's fantastic, Spadil.
I'll have to investigate.
Yeah, so you might want to go for the 80-year-old. They just take their teeth right out.
All right.
I'm not sure I get that.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablo trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.